USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Winter is being felt out west in the Sierra Nevada, triggering thousands of power outages in California, closing a mountain highway in Lake Tahoe, and prompting an avalanche warning in the backcountry. The National Weather Service says as much as 4 feet of snow is expected to the upper elevations around Lake Tahoe by Monday morning. A 250-mile stretch of the Sierra from north of Reno to south of Yosemite National Park was under a winter storm warning at least until Sunday. A flood advisory was posted from Sacramento to the coast near San Francisco. The former CEO of FTX, the failed cryptocurrency exchange, tweeted Friday that he is willing to testify to Congress next week, but Sam Bankman-Fried says he can't say much, adding he, quote, won't be as helpful as he'd like to be. The tweet is in response to several from House Financial Services Committee Chair Maxine Waters, who requested his presence at next week's hearings over the FTX collapse. Carrie Lake is challenging the results of last month's gubernatorial election in Arizona. The Republican lost by less than a percent to Democrat Katie Hobbs, but the margin between the two candidates is not within the range that would trigger an automatic recount. The results of her defeat were certified this week. Lake is suing Hobbs, who is also Arizona's Secretary of State, as well as Maricopa County officials, alleging that the election was corrupted in the state's largest county and that she should be declared the winner. The two misdemeanor charges against former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder have been dropped due to a legal technicality. The Republican was charged for his role in Flint's water crisis. He appointed city managers to oversee Flint. They decided to use the Flint River as the city's water source as a cost-cutting measure, but the water was not treated, which led to the system being contaminated. The switch has also been blamed for 9 deaths and has been linked to a Legionnaires outbreak. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russian forces have turned the eastern city of Bakhmut into ruins. He adds the situation remains very difficult in several frontline cities in the Donetsk and Luhansk provinces of the Donbass. Russia is now focusing on the 4 provinces that Putin illegally annexed in late September. Russia's persistence comes as the U.S. gets ready to send more help to Ukraine, as it has been fighting the Kremlin for more than 9 months now.
National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby touts a new U.S. security package for Ukraine, valued at $275 million. Kirby describes what that aid will provide.
New capabilities to boost its air defenses and counter the threats that Ukraine is facing from drones. They're also providing critical equipment that Ukraine is using so effectively to defend itself on the battlefield, such as more ammunition for HIMARS and for Ukraine's artillery.
From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
It's been more than 2 months since Los Angeles City Councilman Kevin De Leon attended a city council meeting. That's because he was caught on tape participating in a racist conversation with some of his fellow council members. He has refused to step down so far. When he returned Friday, those attending the council meeting protested as some of his colleagues walked out. He was allegedly involved in a fight with an activist at a toy giveaway and tree lighting hours later. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.